This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. I bought an organic snack at a grocery store in Texas, and the inside of the bag was awesome. You know, organic snacks, very, very great, healthy. The outside of the bag was saturated with detergent chemicals. You could smell it on the bag. And if you have any kind of a sense of smell remaining, and most people don't, by the way, but those who avoid fragrance chemicals can confirm that the minute you walk into a grocery store in America, you are inundated with air that's completely saturated with detergent chemicals and fragrance chemicals. And it all comes from that laundry detergent aisle where you have the fabric softeners, the dryer sheets, the laundry detergent, the floor soap, and all these other things. It's the cleaning chemicals. Now, here's the thing. Grocery stores, in their stock room in the back, they store detergents right next to organic products all the time. I've had frozen organic products like Amy's Kitchen, which I'm a fan of because Amy's makes a lot of good organic stuff. I've seen the same thing there where the outside of the Amy's box is just smells like Tide laundry detergent, which is completely toxic. It just saturates everything in all the grocery stores across America. And the thing is, the people that work in those grocery stores can't smell it at all because they've been so inundated with it, it's burned out their sense of smell for those specific chemicals. You get to a point of saturation and you actually lose sensitivity. That's well known. It's just part of human neurology. The same thing happens with noise pollution. Because I'm talking about chemical pollution in the air, right? But noise pollution is the same way. People who live next to, let's say, a railroad tracks, eventually they don't hear the train anymore. People who live in cities, they don't hear the city noises anymore. But someone who's out in the country who has quiet and peace and quiet, they move to the city. Oh my God, it's so loud and so noisy they can hear everything. Same thing with fragrance chemicals and detergent chemicals. If you're not using these chemicals, you have a very acute and sensitive sensory system. You can smell things with much greater precision and lower limits of detection than other people. And so walking into a grocery store is like a chemical assault. You know this, you're probably nodding going, yes, I know, I've experienced that myself. Because a lot of people share this, by the way, this experience that I'm describing. So, but the thing is, you can't really go to your grocery store manager and say, oh, can you stop stocking laundry detergent products? Because they're making everything else in the store smell like laundry detergent. They will look at you like you're insane. Why? Because they work there. They can't smell it. Their neurons have already been fried. They're like half brain dead already from just working there and breathing that crap in and day out. And you know, your brain actually recedes when you have sensory oversaturation. You have too much sensory stimulation. Your brain actually sort of crawls back into its shell, metaphorically speaking, and you lose sensitivity. You lose actual intelligence. This is why there's some great scientific studies that talk about people who drink wine and they experience all the different subtleties of wines, or they eat different kinds of cheese and so on. You know, you've heard of wine and cheese parties and so on. It actually stimulates the brain, and it literally, scientifically, measurably makes you more intelligent over time. If you eat these foods, but if you can't taste them, it doesn't matter. If you come from the McDonald's drive-thru and all your clothes smell like, you know, laundry detergent, Tide, and dryer sheets, and then you go to a wine and cheese party, you're not going to be able to even taste the wine and the cheese. It's all going to taste the same to you because you don't have the sensory acuity anymore. It's all been burned out in your brain, oversaturated. So you can't really go to your store manager and say, hey, can you stop poisoning all the food with the laundry detergent, or at least block it off in its own section? They will think you're nuts. They can't smell it. I know, because I've had this conversation before. They're like, what? I'm like, no, dude, the plastic bag for these grapes over here in the produce section of your store, it smells like freaking Bounty fabric softener. They're like, no, it doesn't. And you have them smell it, and they're like, I can't smell it at all. Like, yeah, because you're all burned out. Your brain is half fried, you moron. If you had any sensory acuity left, you'd be able to tell. But I didn't actually say that out loud, of course. That's just what I'm thinking, because it's like talking to zombies. It's literally like trying to reason with zombies, which is so much of what society has become today. Now, that's the bad news, but here's the good news. Okay, there is a good news side to this podcast. I was thinking about this just the other day. I was actually driving a forklift in the new Health Ranger store warehouse. And the reason I was driving the forklift is because we're moving to the new warehouse, and I was helping out. I mean, I'm there managing a bunch of things, and at one point, everybody was taking a break for lunch, and I noticed some pallets that could be moved to a better location, so I hopped on the forklift. We have an all-electric forklift, by the way. It's really cool. It doesn't have, you know, a motor or an engine, a combustion engine. It just runs on batteries. It's really awesome. It's an awesome forklift. And anyway, I'm driving the forklift around. I just was thinking to myself, I had this pallet of, I think it was spirulina, on the front of the forklift. And I was thinking to myself, you know, thank God that here at the Health Ranger store, we don't have any detergent products. We don't have any fabric softeners. We don't have any crap, toxic fragrance products anywhere. Why does that matter? It means that every package that we ship to you is free from all those chemicals. Like, you go to the grocery store and you buy organic, it's still covered with poison. Literally, you could quote me on that. Anything you buy in a grocery store is saturated with poison because it's in the air. At the Health Ranger store, which is healthrangerstore.com, by the way, we don't have those poisons at all because it's super clean. And by the way, just to clarify, we do have environmentally friendly non-chemical fragrance detergent products that don't have those crazy smells and crazy chemicals in them, by the way. So, I mean, we do have like super safe, super eco-friendly detergents, but I can't even stand being around the detergents in the grocery store, but I love the products that we sell. That's what I use for my laundry. That's what I use for my automatic dishwasher in the kitchen. You know, I use the shower soap. I love it. It's awesome. I use our deodorant. I use all of our products because we formulate them to be, you know, really legitimately Health Ranger approved. In other words, if I can't stand a product, I'm not going to sell it, period. And I am super, super sensitive to fragrance chemicals because I've made it a point to avoid all those chemicals, which, by the way, I'm not trying to brag or anything, but I've noticed that my cognitive function keeps working better year after year after year. The older I get, the better my brain works. And I believe it's because I've had more and more years away from the toxic chemicals that assault your brain. That's one of my working theories. I mean, how is it that I'm like a co-author on science papers now, everybody else is a PhD. How is it that I'm running the laboratory and learning the instruments and running them, you know, very efficiently and with good expert knowledge of all these high-tech mass spec instruments and so on? Again, I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying that I believe that you also, you have the same brain potential that I do. The longer we get away from the toxic chemicals, the better our brains work for all of us. And I think at the same time, the downside, the flip side to that is that people are being dumbed down everywhere in the world where Procter & Gamble starts selling products. And I use P&G just as an example. There's many other companies as well. Gillette, who else is out there? Unilever, isn't that, don't they own Gillette? Anyway, Unilever, Procter & Gamble, whoever makes all these toxic personal care products and lotions. Oh my God, the lotions are the worst. They're so toxic, so full of toxic fragrance. I think a lot of the history of modern civilization is, you know, you have some small country, some indigenous population. They are really smart and really healthy. The cancer rates are almost nothing. They have healthy teeth, you know. They don't have dentistry problems. And then guess what? Oh, America comes to their shores and brings, you know, Pop-Tarts and brings Tide laundry detergent and brings all these toxins, the Procter & Gamble products and hair shampoos, Pantene, and just every toxin imaginable. And then what happens? Oh, a generation later, everybody's dying of cancer. Everybody's got cavities. They're obese. They're depressed. They're getting dumbed down. All the schools are falling apart. Society's falling apart. Just living on junk food, toxic chemicals. Now they're on mass medications. taking psychiatric drugs and antidepressant drugs. Now they're taking chemicals to stop the symptoms caused by the other chemicals that were in the food. And they're using the personal product chemicals to cover up the body odor that's reeking out of their cancerous tumor-ridden bodies that are caused by the other chemicals that they had in the food and the medicine and the personal care products. And it just becomes a massive chemical assault, all wrapped around disease and death and suffering, but lots of money for the chemical companies and the drug companies and the healthcare industry and all that. That's what happens. Everywhere that America goes into these countries, or not just America, but sort of first world, you know, consumer products and processed food, you just get skyrocketing cancer and diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's disease, all this crap. And it's because of what I'm talking to you about here. All these toxic chemicals, they are coating the packaging of everything in the grocery store. Everything. And I can actually prove it. In fact, I'm going to prove it. I'm going to take plastic bags from the produce section of the grocery store. I'm going to extract the chemicals from those plastic bags using acetonitrile in the laboratory, and I'm going to run those chemicals in the liquid chromatography instrument and the mass spec, the time of flight in this case. We're going to identify the molecular mass of these fragrance chemicals. I'm going to do this. This has been on my list for a long time, one of my pet projects that I want to do, because I can prove to you scientifically, maybe I'll even, this would be a very interesting science paper, don't you think? Might be the first one in the world to publish a science paper on this. Who has ever tested packaging in the grocery store for detergent fragrance chemicals? I don't think that's ever been done. I mean, I guess we'd have to search through the literature, but I don't think that's ever been done, because I think no one suspects it. But it's true. It's true. And I can prove it to you. So maybe that'll be an upcoming science project. Wouldn't that be fascinating to see? These chemicals are everywhere. And when people, they live their lives bathing in these toxins 24/7, and they're using all the toxic products themselves, and they're washing their clothes in these toxins, and then they're wearing those clothes, and then they sweat out of their armpits, let's say, and the sweat is actually conducting an extraction. Sweat will extract chemicals out of your clothes. And where does it put those chemicals? Right in your armpits, where you have very thin skin and blood vessels close to the surface of your skin. So sweating in your armpits causes an extraction of chemicals in your clothing to go into your bloodstream. No joke. 100% scientific statement. No joke. So whatever you're washing your clothes in goes into your blood. And then people wonder why they have so many endocrine problems, endocrine system, or hormone problems, or cancer tumors growing everywhere. Or their brain doesn't work anymore. They're having dementia and Alzheimer's. Well, you're inundating yourself with a chemical assault every single day. I don't mean you listening to this. You're probably way better than most people. But, you know, I'm talking about the masses here. The dumbed down masses are poisoning themselves every day. And then they can't figure out why they're dying from diseases caused by all those poisons. It's just mind-boggling. You want to reduce healthcare costs in America or any other country? Ban the toxic chemicals. It's like tens of thousands of these chemicals. They've never been safety approved by any government agency. They've just been grandfathered in. There's no safety testing whatsoever. They are toxic. And if you want to avoid those chemicals, shop at the Health Ranger store. You know, that's what we're becoming known for. We have such, it's astonishing, the repeat purchase rate from customers. I got to thank you. If you're a customer, if you're supporting our store, I got to thank you, because we're getting, I mean, people find us and they're just thrilled. They're like, I didn't realize there was a store out there that has a lab and tests everything and doesn't even carry products that are loaded with, you know, these toxic fragrance chemicals. We don't even have anything in the warehouse, not even in the building. Maybe I haven't even said this before, but when you have a certified organic facility, as we do, and, you know, we're inspected and audited and everything, you have to have a rodent plan for how you deal with rodents. And I don't know if you knew this, but if you're not certified organic, most warehouses, they just put rat poison everywhere. They just spray poison. They literally bring in an exterminator to spray poison all over the warehouse where your food is being packed. It's insane. It's like, gee, do you think some of that rat poison is going to get on the packaging that's shipped out? You know, like, I bet you Amazon.com, I bet you they don't have as good of a rodent protection plan as we do, because ours is all organic. We don't spray those toxic chemicals in the warehouse, period. We have a much better plan that protects the food that's in the warehouse. But, you know, Amazon, they don't care. They just, whatever's legal, they sell it. They don't care if they're selling you pesticides or heavy metals in the food. They don't do any testing. Not that I know of. And I've tested stuff that I bought on Amazon, and it's a lot of it's contaminated. It's heavy metals, pesticides all over the place. Maybe I should start testing for rat poison. Who knows? I'm just saying that warehouses that don't really have the passion that I do about this, they just use poisons all over the place because it's legal. They're not violating the law, and I'm not claiming that they're doing anything unlawful. It's just unethical in my view. It's unethical even... Oh, by the way, I bought hard drives from Amazon.com. The hard drive smelled like fabric softener. I'm not even joking. Well, I should say the cardboard box that the hard drives are packaged in smelled like fabric softener. It was so bad. I took it out of the box. I was like, oh my God, is a chemical bomb coming out of this Amazon box. It was insane. It was like they dropped the hard drives into liquid fabric softener or something before they shipped them out. I was like, this is totally insane. I had to wash my hands, and I had to put the hard drives outside for 3 days just to off-gas the toxic fragrance. I mean, these are electronics, people. And yet Amazon, I guess, they just stack electronics right alongside the dryer sheets and the toxic chemical. They don't care. They're just shipping you toxins day and night, shipping you poison. I'm going to have to start wearing latex gloves to open Amazon boxes. It's so insane at this point. It's like, and it's, you have to go to these lengths now just to protect yourself from the extreme cancer-causing chemicals that are being pushed by everybody, including your local grocery store. It's just totally insane. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this up, but it's like, people, why do you think cancer rates are skyrocketing? Why do you think people are having neurological disorders? Why do you think, you know, obesity and hormone disruption is on the rise? Why do you think people are into all these gender bender chemicals and everybody's all gender confused these days? It's the chemicals, people. It's the chemicals. And that's also why people were healthier, you know, 100 years ago. If you survived infancy, you actually lived longer than you live today. You had a healthier life than people do today. Almost all the deaths back then were like infant deaths just due to bacteria contamination, by the way, and, you know, sepsis and things like that. Today, people are dying at age 35 from cancer. We shouldn't have that. We don't need to have that kind of a world. We got to get rid of the chemicals and we can solve this problem. You know, when I say the chemicals, I mean the synthetic toxic chemicals. Obviously, there are natural chemicals in plants and trees and everywhere else. But humans have coexisted with those chemicals for a long time. That's why Chinese medicine is safer than Western medicine. That's why nutrients in foods are safer than synthetic, toxic, artificial vitamins. You know, you take like artificial synthetic vitamin B or vitamin E. Yeah, it's toxic. That's why, because it's not real. It's not from the natural world. Anyway, I'll talk more about that later, but I just wanted to share all this with you. Read my website, naturalnews.com. Visit my store, healthrangerstore.com, and smell the boxes when you get them. They do not smell like toxic fragrance, detergents, and dryer sheets. Really, open them up and inhale. It's a very pleasant experience because there are no toxins in there. We make sure of it. Not even rat poison like you might get from other warehouses. It's just insane. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
We all know that nutrition can help keep you healthy and improve the quality of your life. But when it comes to nutrition, so many of the products out there lack the nutrition they claim. There's a lot of organic fraud in the organic industry. There are a lot of products, especially superfoods, that are contaminated with toxic herbicides and pesticides. And heavy metals are extremely common In many foods, such as turmeric, for example, or maca, or even cacao nibs or various forms of cacao powder. Coffee often contains cadmium. A lot of people don't know that. And many detox supplements, such as zeolites, are loaded with aluminum and lead in most cases. We know this because we do extensive testing to verify the safety, the efficacy, and in many cases, the nutritional potency of certain foods and supplements that we're providing at healthrangerstore.com. We use an ISO-accredited laboratory facility that we built, that we own. We run it. We have multiple mass spec instruments. Some of these instruments, just one instrument costs, what, $400,000 or something in that range. It's incredible. We invested millions of dollars in this laboratory facility so that we could bring you ultra clean, verified, safe foods and supplements at a level of quality and integrity that no one else in the world follows, not even close. Our requirements for low heavy metals are so strict that 80% of the lots that we test to consider acquiring, we have to reject them. They're just too dirty for us to even consider selling to our customers. But of course, those same lots are purchased by other nutritional supplement companies, and they're sold through other retailers like Amazon.com. They don't care about the cleanliness of products like we do. Nobody has these standards of nutrition and safety. We have the most strict standards. They're even more strict than Canada, Japan, the European Union, any country in the world. Nobody even comes close to our internal standards, which are published, by the way, at lowheavymetalsverified.com and glyphosate-tested.com. You want to see why we're the cleanest provider of foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements in the world using today's best science? Just check us out at healthrangerstore.com. Look at the certifications on our product pages that tell you how it's been tested and how it's graded. A++++, for example, on heavy metals or glyphosate testing. You'll see the results. You can look up the numbers yourself. You can see that it's the cleanest supplements and superfoods and personal care products available anywhere in the world, all verified by today's best science. That's what we do at healthrangerstore.com. And the more you support us, by the way, the more we can invest in these laboratory facilities, in researching new breakthrough products, herbal supplements, nutritional superfoods, combinations that achieve extraordinary results like turmeric and black pepper, for example. We will bring you more products because that's what we're into. Clean, efficacious, validated superfoods and supplements that help protect your health and enhance the quality of your life. That's what we believe in. To find all these nutritional solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. There you'll find hundreds of products with outstanding nutrition, laboratory verification, tested for heavy metals, pesticides, and much more. Super nutrient-dense superfoods, personal care products, health supplements, home care products, and much more. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/nutrition. Healing the world through clean food, that's our slogan. HealthRangerStore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I thank you for your support.